Herbs in Action, reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows, discussing herbs from around the world.
My name is Rachel Reap. I am a second-year grad student at the University of Pittsburgh, and I study invasion ecology. And today I'll be talking a little bit about the common blue violet. It is Viola sororia. They are indigenous to the United States, and they're very widespread, so they cover basically the entire eastern half of the country. I actually believed blue violets were a non-native species until I learned better. Like, I was so used to seeing them in these parts of the field that I was used to seeing other invasive species, like invasive grasses and dandelions, but violets are actually one of the native species that sort of have a place here. They're very much underappreciated, but don't pull them out of your lawn if you see them. Both the flowers and leaves are edible, so I know some people like to use them as like garnishes in salads. I believe that you can also use them to like make teas and things like that, and they have a little bit of a medicinal use as well. They're really high in vitamins A and C, so people will sometimes brew them and eat them to treat common colds. They have flowers that are called clastogamous. Some of their flowers never actually open. They like stay closed all the time, and it allows them to self-pollinate. It's sort of a unique adaptation that they've taken on. They're very cold hardy, which is cool. They're so cold hardy and so widespread that they're typically actually treated as weeds in a lot of people's gardens. People sort of see them the same as dandelions. They're sort of everywhere. You can't really get rid of them, and they're good at surviving even if you mow your lawn because they're so low growing.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.